Yeah, I'm driving right now.
No, you're at the Waffle House.
Oh, no. No, I'm at the Waffle House.
Crying emoji face.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
What's so funny, Beverly?
What is this? Have great waffles.
You know who else has great waffles, Beverly?
Okay.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
You know, Beverly, I remember two Sundays ago after LSU game. When we woke up and you made
waffles.
Your scrambled eggs are the best.
Mm-mm.
Those biscuits you make. Fluffy.
And this feels creepy.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
1232, John Curry to Bev. You up? Eyeball emoji, purple pickle.
There we go. The old eggplant.
Hour 2 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 2 headlines brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN. 15% off your booking at Kraft Axe Throwing, Knoxville's premier entertainment venue. There's enough space to go in there and socially distance. Cam, have they told us anything about bars? Like, are we closing bars here in Knoxville? Like, I mean, have you heard anything?
I haven't heard anything. I think everything's still open. It's just going to be that wear a mask, I guess.
Wear a mask in a bar.
I don't know.
You wear it in, and then you take it off when you're sitting down.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's the point? Anyways, use the promo code FANRUN. Go throw some axes with our friends. Support the people. I mean, we're all facing financial hardships now, so you got to patronize the local businesses. And it's tough, man. This is stupid. But I love our friends over at Kraft Axe Throwing. KraftAxeThrowing.com. Hour 2 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course right now.
Thanks, John. Cam kind of began things there, but that was going to be the first headline, too. The Knox County Board of Health passed a mandatory mask order yesterday. They passed a motion to make wearing a face mask in public indoor spaces mandatory beginning Friday, tomorrow, July 3rd. So it will be mandatory to wear a face mask in public starting tomorrow. Health officials voted at a task force meeting Wednesday, July 1st, to protect they are calling it, in quotes, to protect the general health and safety of the citizens in Knox County. So, we'll see how they can enforce that. I don't know. But it says masks must be worn inside public spaces except when eating or drinking. The order covers stores, malls, libraries, museums, clubs, and other places where people gather. Masks, however, are not going to be required in outdoor spaces.
Okay.
If you're inside county lines, the rule applies, says WVLT. So Farragut, Carnes, Powell, all those places. This is also mandatory. So.
I mean, I don't know. We don't have a lot of details about it, right? Like, we don't know how long this is going to be. It's just, I got the email from my gym saying, hey, you got to wear your mask in the gym again, which I'm like, oh, damn it.
Let's try to see. It says violating the order will be classified as a misdemeanor, punishable by a citation or 30 days in jail. I don't know how much the citation will be.
I believe the sheriff's department came out and said, like, they're not arresting anybody or putting anybody in jail. Like, that's not happening. It's, like, unconstitutional. And they said, like, they're going to follow the Constitution.
You might get a citation, though.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just the jail thing is just crazy to me. Like, not the idea of, like, hey, put on masks. Like, okay, that's fine. Like, any business had the right to do that now, right? As it is, you had the right as a business owner before to be like, you can't come in my store without a mask on, right? Kind of the same as like no shoes, no shirts type of thing. Like, you already had that ability. Maybe this is just trying to help the business owners not look like the bad guy. Like, maybe a lot of business owners are like, hey, we don't feel comfortable with our employees getting exposed or whatever, so can you just make this a rule for us? Who knows? I don't know. I would imagine business owners just want people to be able to come to their store and be comfortable and spend money, but
does this mean that we'll have to wear masks while doing the show?
We're essential. I don't know what our rules are.
I've got to read some headlines now.
Well, it says public spaces. This is not a public space, right? This is a private space.
Correct.
Our own little no-no square.
What? Our own little no-no square? What the hell does that mean?
It's our private space. Never mind.
It says places of worship are excluded. So I guess
what
you
a weird joke for Cam to come in with. Move on. What the hell was that?
It says places of worship.
Cam
along
says like 10 words a show, unprompted, and that's one of them.
It says along with public schools and state and federal government facilities, so churches, schools, and I guess courthouses, they're excluded. So you don't have to wear them there.
Okay.
So, anyway, we will see how that progresses. Starts tomorrow. Alabama students, let's talk about the other end of the spectrum here. We've talked about Knoxville. Now let's go down to Tuscaloosa.
This headline is pretty funny. It's kind of cringy, but it is pretty funny.
According to officials, college students in Tuscaloosa County, Alabama, are throwing parties where infected people are urged to attend, so others can intentionally contract the virus. They're putting money into a pot, and they're trying to get COVID. Whoever gets COVID first gets the pot, said a city official. So students at Alabama are having corona parties with a prize money for the first person to get sick.
I mean, most of them aren't going to be affected, I guess, but hopefully they stay at home and don't get old people sick.
CNN described it as a disturbing competition where people who have coronavirus attend, and then if you get infected, you get a payout if you're the first one.
How big would the pot need to be for you to be like, oh, I'll throw my name in the hat?
Well, I mean, I've maintained, Cam. I think I've got it. So,
so a dollar?
Or I think I've had it, at least. I think we all have.
Are you just saying that to make yourself feel better? About getting me and Cam sick?
No. Do you feel sick? Tennessee Athletics will transition to mobile ticketing for 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
This transition is aiming to increase safety amidst the pandemic and to heighten security against counterfeit tickets, says the Tennessee Athletics account.
We'll dive into that a little bit more in a second. You got another headline?
Mobile tickets.
Anything worth headlines?
Do I have another one?
Yeah, anything good? I mean, we can end it on that and just talk about it next segment. I don't know if you had anything.
Well,
you
the NFL wants fans in stadiums come September, but the fans may have to sign a waiver, a COVID-19 waiver.
That kind of ties in, I guess, to what I wanted to talk about with the UT stuff. So we'll dive into that whole ticket thing next. Talk sports. It's Fan Run Radio. All right, Cody, give the headline again for the people just joining us, getting in their car. What a late lunch you guys are taking. What are you guys doing?
What headline?
Who the hell waits till 1:15 and go get lunch? Work too hard.
Smart people.
Smart people get lunch at 1:15?
That's what I did when I worked in an office. I waited.
You consider yourself one of the smart people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just checking.
I waited until, I mean, compared to the average American, I waited until the very end, or as late as I could to take my lunch. Because after lunch, I was always useless. Which I was fairly useless anyway. But by the time you get back, you know how it is. You have a big lunch, though, and you get back in the office, and you're just, you just want to snooze, you know? So it made that last couple hours go by quicker than, you know, if I could take my lunch break 1 to 2.
You think those moments when you're barely staying awake go quicker?
Well, no.
To me, those feel like they linger on.
They do linger, but I'm saying if I could limit it, you know, if I could get back and have that from, you know, 2 to 5 or 3 to 5 as opposed to 1 to 5.
I was just simply saying, I was just making a joke.
We have not had this conversation.
Yes, we have.
I don't think we have. Point is, if you can take a lunch break at 1, great. If you can take 1 at 2, even better. So I think there's a lot of people still on their lunch break.
take a lunch break at 2?
Sometimes I'd wait till 2, yeah.
Imagine waking up at 7 a.m. and not eating lunch until 2.
Well,
that doesn't seem like a fun time for anybody.
You have a snack, maybe around 10 or 11, you know, hold you over till lunchtime.
What was your typical snack?
Plus a good, usually a burger. Plus, the best thing about waiting is, you know, there's nobody in the drive-thru lines. You know, the rush.
Right.
The rush hour.
Right, because all the normal people eat.
Right. The rush is gone. So you don't have to sit and wait on your food. If you only have an hour for lunch, that's more time. Less time you have to sit in the drive-thru, more time you can sit there and watch the ducks. You know, you take your food to a parking lot and there's...
What kind of employee were you just going around, driving around and going to eat, have a picnic in the middle of the day and watch ducks swimming around?
Like, I wasn't a very good one.
Yeah, I mean, like, what the hell are you doing?
Well,
there's a little 2:30 p.m. lunchtime picnic with the ducks.
You know, you take your
lunch break.
Throw
your bread to the ducks and sit there and then take a little nap outside and...
You don't think
here's a shade tree. I'm gonna put down my blanket and take a nap for a little bit to feel refreshed to go in to do the show.
No, you sit in the car, but you go to a place with a little scenery. You know, you go sit down by the river or down by the pond
that seems ludicrous
whatever.
To me.
So you
didn't even get out. You just sat in your car.
I'm not the only person that would do this. Okay,
you would drive to look at. You would drive to a park and sit in your car to eat.
Yeah, and you watch the ducks. Maybe not a park, like a. It just depends by the river or by the. You go to kind of a scenic place where you can watch the birds and, you know.
This is the dumbest thing I've heard all day.
I think you'd be surprised. I think a lot of people have a place.
I
like
hope
that.
People aren't driving to the lake or to the river or
well, what
to
are
a
you
pond.
Just
going to
sit in the parking lot at the drive-thru?
You go in and eat at the drive-thru if you want.
I'm just
you,
saying.
You take it back to the work and eat it. You can do a whole bunch of different things.
I'm just saying, if you're self-conscious about eating in front of your coworkers, and, you know, I think a lot of people have a place where they'll go sit.
The only people that didn't judge you were the ducks?
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you eat in your car, it's better to... Is this a weird thing? Is this?
I think it's
weird.
Am I
the only one that...
I think it's weird.
I feel like there's other people that do this. Maybe it's just a thing in the town I'm from. I don't know.
You got a good duck place, a good duck pond?
Yeah, people would just go sit down there and eat their lunch.
And people wouldn't get out and like go to like a picnic table and eat their lunch or eat it like on the back of their car or stand out and stretch their legs or
well,
like I said,
maybe you
seats.
Can stand up if you want to. I'm just saying it's better to sit there and look at the pond than to look at the drive-thru. I don't know.
It's not better to sit in your car and drop fries in between the seats.
Some people
and stink your car
eat
up.
The lunch in their car.
We got some development on the A&M stuff.
Have they already fired Jimbo? They said, you know what? You're out of here, Jimbo.
They named the assistant that was also in trouble in getting a show cause, and it's Jay Graham, who, as we know, happens to be here now.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Oh,
so,
no. yeah, we would be tied into this.
He's also getting a 6-month show cause.
Oh, no.
End of 2020. So, thanks,
well,
Jimbo.
Oh, that does affect us.
Oh, no.
That could affect us significantly.
Thanks to DR Vol for sending that in. But, yeah, that's an interesting development.
So our running back class is already settled, though, right?
Well, yeah.
The Cody Brown kid and the JUCO kid. We already have two running backs coming in. So, I mean, does Jay Graham have to be out recruiting right now? Although, I guess he doesn't
have
any.
It'd be nice to have running backs in the future.
Well, you can do that next year.
That's the good thing about the future. It's not necessarily.
It's not here yet.
Yeah. You got time to figure it out, you know?
I mean, that does seem like a big deal because if you have to let Jay Graham go, that would, you know, I'd imagine hurt with that recruiting situation.
Yeah.
Tennessee guy. Okay. Keep an eye on that. That does add a wrinkle in there for Tennessee. All right, Cody, give me that headline again about Tennessee moving to paper tickets.
Yeah, we're going
to
move
away from paper tickets.
We're going to move. Two mobile tickets, and oh, by the way, Chris tweets in that he does that many times with his lunch. Get lunch and listen to you guys, and don't,
shout out to him.
And don't have to hear their coworkers bull. I can't say that. BS.
So what's he doing? Where is he going to the
he
park
says,
in
I've
Knoxville?
Done that many times.
Well, done what? Well, gone to the duck pond and sent in his car, or just like sat outside the office
maybe
in the car.
So. Maybe
I mean that's okay.
Yeah, if he he's listening to us.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying,
Cody wasn't listening to
us. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like you said, like, hey, I wanted to go listen to my podcast or listen
to. Maybe there's a scenic place you like to go. Okay. Like maybe you got a little place, you know, a couple minutes from your office and there's a bunch of flowers and, you know, you can watch the bumblebees pollinate or whatever.
Only had two jobs before radio. I mean, I guess I had one, like, summer job where I sold satellite in a kiosk in the mall, which that was fun.
Is that what they call it?
Well, I was selling satellite at a kiosk in the middle of the mall, so I would imagine that's what they called it.
I bet you were.
Jay Graham can still recruit on campus. He's just banned from all off-campus recruiting activities for the fall 2020 contact period.
That's good. I like how we have just three different conversations going here, just flipping back and forth with them. So tell me about your jobs.
Well, I was just going to say, like, the one office job I had, I ate at the cafeteria a lot.
Every office has a cafeteria.
Well, no, I know. I'm saying, like, I didn't. Like, some people would leave to get lunch. I never did. I was a good worker. I just ate a salad from the cafeteria. Sometimes they'd have other food they'd cook down there. Or I would get
spaghetti.
They'd have a food truck. No, I never eat the spaghetti. I never got the spaghetti at school lunch either. That was a no-go on the school spaghetti. I don't like spaghetti.
Really?
Like, just cooked in big blobs or, like, in big, you know.
Just cooked tubs. In a pan?
I don't know. I prefer more of a personal touch on my spaghetti. not my buffet. When I go to buffets, I avoid the spaghetti, I guess is what I'm saying. So, I would just go get lunch from the cafeteria. And, like, sometimes I'd eat it down there. Or usually I'd eat it at my desk because I was a good worker.
Yeah, see.
And then when I worked on the farm, I would always go in. Like, I was on company time at that point, and it'd be hot. I'd go in the air condition, gondolier, go get the pizza buffet and sit there for about 30 minutes.
There you go. That's usually the way to do it.
2016, that was my routine. I would go on Wednesdays. I'd be hauling cows, truck and trailer. I'd do that. I'd stop. I'd get a pizza buffet. I would think of my
how do you work after that?
My videos I was going to do. Well, you had to learn you couldn't eat too much. You had to just hit the sweet spot.
See, I can't do that if I go to a buffet.
Yeah, you had to just hit the sweet spot.
That's the whole thing with the buffet.
I'd sit there at the buffet. I'd think about what I was going to say in my farm videos, and then I would take the truck and trailer back, go feed cows, and do my farm videos. It's usually what I would do.
And look where you're at now.
And look where I'm at now.
Look what it landed to.
Eating lunch in the office before the show.
Yeah. Well, it's normal here, you know, but I don't know. This is such a different environment.
You don't eat here.
I have.
Very rarely. Yeah, I mean, just only if you're starving and you get, like, delivered food. But you don't bring lunch here before. Like, you either get it delivered because you're in a pinch, or you go after the show and eat at 3 o'clock like a maniac.
Well, I usually eat before the show, too.
That's breakfast. That's not lunch.
Yeah, that's breakfast.
A 3 p.m. lunch just seems kind of crazy to me.
I'm on a different schedule, bro.
But Tennessee moving to paperless tickets, I think it's in – large part. Do you think there's anything here just being a – what were the reasons Tennessee gave us, I guess?
They said
counterfeiting, which seems stupid.
I don't know. I'll have to find – yeah, that was part of it.
Counterfeiting seems like a kind of a joke.
Yeah,
but
let's see here what they said. They said they want to increase safety amidst the COVID pandemic, and they want to heighten security against counterfeit tickets.
I think they're also trying to save some money.
By not having to print them?
Wouldn't this save some money, not having to print
out?
Well,
how is this going to work with, you know, people who may not be used to that technology?
Those people probably shouldn't be out during the middle of a pandemic, should they?
Probably not.
Like, this is a good way to be like, hey, 75-year-old grandpa, you don't know, there's no ticket. You don't have a ticket this year. Just stay home. To me, that's killing two birds with one stone.
That's kind of sad.
I mean, no, it's not. They shouldn't be coming outside. They should stay home, watch the game. I mean, that's the whole idea during this pandemic, is protect the old and the vulnerable.
Yeah, but if you know, you got a 70-year-old grandpa and he feels healthy and he wants to go to the game,
Then be a good grandkid or be a good friend and teach him how to use his phone. Say, here, Grandpa.
Well, maybe not everybody can afford a smartphone, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that is a thing.
Which I guess if you can afford to go to the game these days, I mean, maybe that's...
No, I mean, I would say, I mean, I guess you could, but, like, I mean, a lot of old-timers probably still rocking flip phones.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully they're going with somebody who does, but, I mean...
You could easily
see a 70-year-old couple that hasn't ever upgraded from smartphones.
Right.
I mean, there's some truth to that, sure, but, again, I don't think those people should be necessarily coming to the game this year. That if I'm UT, I'm kind of like, ah, that's okay if we alienate them a little bit this year.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think that's the route you want to go. A lot of those people have had season tickets for years.
No, I mean, I understand. And like I said, either they'll, if they care enough, they'll get a flip phone or they'll find a way to
figure it out.
Figure
it out, Ethel.
I would say there's a little bit of cost saving money here too. And I also think that, you know, when you combine it with the conversation with the NFL, do you think this is also for a waiver purpose? That you could opt into your waiver right there on the digitally when you go to sign your, when you go to scan your ticket?
For sure.
Because they're not going to have like booths set up to like go let everyone read a contract and sign it, huddle around, you know, in a room somewhere, or huddle in at the ticket office, you know, piling people back. Mm-hmm. I think that is probably getting. That will be on your ticket as well, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be another like check mark next to the
a box you have to click that says you accept all risk and you won't hold the university responsible, blah, blah, blah. The same kind of waivers that the players had to sign. You'll have to be – they might even put in there that you aren't experiencing any symptoms, that you aren't sick, blah, blah, blah. You haven't experienced any temperature, any of the symptoms. And that will be a way to kind of combine, Cody, what you said about the NFL, how the NFL wants fans to sign waivers.
Yeah, it goes on to say that ticket holders who do not have a smartphone or do not
utilize
email may call the athletic ticket office at 1-800-332-VOLS to talk through their options.
I'm sure they could have some options. And I do hope, and if it is a money-saving thing, I still hope they do give the option to people that they can maybe still get some ticket stubs. Even if they have to pay a little extra for them, which that would be kind of suck to have to pay extra for them, but still. Because there are people who collect them. You know what I mean? There are people who keep those in scrapbooks. Those are people who use those for memories.
I'm one of those
people. There are some people who have, I mean, I saw some people tweeting that they have kept every one of their ticket stubs over the last, like, 15 years.
I am one of those people. I am one of those weird people. I've got every ticket stub to every game, every concert I've ever been to. I don't know why. I just do.
Cam, you collect any ticket stubs? I don't have any ticket stubs.
I think I may have, like, one or two, like, maybe, like, one from, like, the first game I went to, but besides that, no.
When I think about it, it's really stupid, because I'll even...
Cody's like a teenage girl.
I'll even keep the ones from, like, Ticketmaster, printed offline from Ticketmaster.
Cody's like a love-struck teenage girl thinking she had found her husband and was documenting all of their dates. It's cute.
No, not really. I don't know. I just like Aww. To... It makes you
it's
remember
cute.
Your experiences,
it's cute.
You know?
It's cute. Cute.
Stop. Please.
The big
Please
bear's
stop.
Got such a soft spot.
Please stop.
He's not a grizzly. He's a teddy. He's a little teddy bear.
You're freaking out the audience.
What's your favorite stub you
Yeah,
have?
What's your favorite stub? Yeah. What's the favorite thing you've ever
the
been
Rolling
to?
The Rolling Stones from the Rose Bowl. That's my number one event. Because the first time I saw them, I didn't realize how much I loved them. That was part of what made me become such a fanboy. So then seeing them in the Rose Bowl, just pretty powerful. Pretty powerful.
No, that's cute.
And then I'd say 2016 Florida would probably be, those would be my top two.
Yeah.
Thanks, Butch.
Do you have those, like, ticket stubs, like, plastered anywhere?
Well, no,
to be fair,
I
Butch did make that game special because we probably should have just beaten them like by 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Butch found a way to make it a special second half comeback, so shout out to him.
Had a
Thanks
flair
to
for
him,
the dramatic.
We had some more drama in the game. Thanks
so
to
you,
him.
Do you have your ticket stubs plastered anywhere, or you just have them like in a shoebox somewhere?
Plastered.
Or? Is that not the right?
It's just a funny word.
Is that not the right use? Like
when I think of
wall or
plastered, I think of just getting hammered, just fall down drunk.
Fair enough.
Hey, there's Tom. He's plastered. Look at him.
Does plaster not mean like spread out? Is that all that means?
Spread out, rolling on
used
the
it,
ground.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I type in plaster definition, just says very drunk. Or covered with or made with plaster. But drunk is the new...
covered with vomit.
Yeah.
The plastered man had plastered vomit across his living room floor. I don't have any of them like framed or anything like that. Okay. I just have them in a box.
Like a shoebox?
Yeah.
Heart-shaped box?
Yeah.
Got letters on there.
It'd be cool if you had a ticket.
You're on the back of the ticket stub. I went to this with my buddy Mo from back home.
No, I don't.
He wore a red shirt.
No. What do you think?
I wore a gray shirt.
What do you think? I'm Doris?
That's what I'm wanting.
Doris from the 60s?
That's what I mean. I'm just wondering if you're writing stuff on the back to like remember who you went with and everything.
No, I just keep them. I don't know why.
You still got
them.
South Carolina 2017? You still got that ticket stub?
I guarantee I do.
You still kept the 2017 South Carolina ticket
stub? I just got a box.
2018 Florida, you decided to keep that one?
I'm sure I do. It helps.
You've never
me.
Been mad like leaving the stadium and like, oh, this is stupid and just rip it and throw it away?
No, I'm able there's to no control way
you
my
have,
anger.
There's no way you have every ticket
He just grips
stub.
It tighter.
There's no way you have every ticket stub.
I might have lost one
I
here
call,
or there.
I call BS.
I may not have every single one.
I'd say you got a box of like 15.
There's more than 15. Closer to 50 probably.
I'll take the under on 37.5.
All right, well, I'll count them.
Yeah.
That's probably a good number to set it at, about 37
well, I mean,
and a half.
I just said in the middle between 25 and 50, so I'll take the under and 37 and a half.
I bet I got 37 and a half.
Okay, and go home and count them.
All right, well, let me up.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Are you ready for a career change? Do you feel that your current company culture isn't fostering your entrepreneurial spirit? It's time to take control of your future and join one of the 2019 top workplaces in Knoxville at Axel Logistics. Axel Logistics offers an award-winning company culture and uncapped earning potential, and no logistics experience is required. Apply today at axellogistics.com. Come and work for one of Selling Power's top 50 places to sell for in the country. Axel Logistics. Build your empire.
Introducing the new sound of banking.
Hi there. Alexa, ask TVA Credit Union what my checking account balance is.
It's voice banking from Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check your account balances, transfer money, and more.
Alexa, ask TVA Credit Union to transfer my car payment.
It's the easiest way to do more with your money. Learn about voice banking at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions may apply. Message and data rates may apply from your wireless carrier.
245 Tech is a Knoxville-based web development company creating successful web and mobile applications. 245 Tech's secure web attack team is the new standard for website management. Located on Kingston Pike, these are the go-to guys for support, speed tune-ups, and malware protection. 43% of cyber attacks are aimed at small to mid-sized businesses. Don't wait to become another statistic. Give them a call today at 865-465-4040 or visit online at 245tech.com.
Hops and Hollers offers 100 cans and 32 beers on tap, truly, and a beautiful, spacious, dog-friendly beer garden with fun games to play. But you already knew all that. But did you know that Hops and Hollers is partnered with Sweet Peas to now serve you delicious food? Oh, it's true. It's damn true. Shareables like the Old North Nachos and Pork Runs. Delicious sandwiches like the Meatloaf Sloppy Holler and the Vaultalion. Currently open Tuesday through Sunday. Hops and Hollers. Great beer, good vibes, and a whole lot of fun.
Drive-through Carbine. Hey, it's Jamie with Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike, and we're keeping everybody safe out here with Drive-through Carbine. We're making it so easy, safe, and as always, very affordable. Here's how it works. You drive into the lot and fill out your credit application online, or we'll hand you a sanitized clipboard to fill out your credit app on the spot. Take your test drive, fill out the paperwork, and drive away happy in your safe new ride. And here's the best part. No payments for 180 days. That's 6 months. So you've got time to get back on your feet. Our vehicles are sanitized, and we're using steering wheel covers and gloves for your safety. And everything is done from our website at albanfranklinmotors.com or on the phone at 865-693-9315. It's Alban Franklin Motors drive-through car buying right here on Kingston Pike. We own the bank, and we'll get you financed, and there's no payments for 180 days. Folks, that's 6 months. Check out our inventory online at albanfranklinmotors.com, 9711 Kingston Pike, across from the Chop House, 865-693-9315. AlbanFranklinMotors.com.
Troy writes in with a legitimate concern. Says it would suck if your phone dies.
Well, yes. Yes, it
better
would.
Better be careful if you're allowed on campus with tickets, because if your phone goes dead, that would be pretty scary.
Yeah. There's probably going to be a lot of people with issues with this, you know, on game day. You get out there and, I mean, if it say it's a 7 p.m. kickoff, you get out there and you start tailgating around.
You drop your phone, you break it.
You get out there around 9 a.m., start tailgating.
Send in your stupid Snapchats.
Yeah.
Just drain your phone battery.
Taking videos all day of you and the boys. Rocky top, you'll always
be. Hey, watch me shotgun this brewski.
Yeah, hit the funnel, Dave.
I'm going to shotgun it. Watch this. Oh look yeah. at me. I got a key poke in the middle of my beard.
Oh, give me that key.
Use your own key.
Escort some blow.
Whoa.
Y'all got any extra ticket stubs?
Dude.
I'm missing my ticket stub from the Air Force game from a decade ago. Can I buy that from you?
Shut
Does
up.
Does anyone have the Air Force game ticket
Shut
stub?
Up.
I'm missing that from
that
my collection.
That was a tight game. I really missed that. That was a pretty good game.
I need to commemorate that two-point conversion stop.
I want to say it was like a 31-30 game or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we stopped a two-point conversion, right?
Yeah.
But I've lost my ticket stub, so I can't remember it. I don't remember being at the game.
The set's incomplete.
The ticket stub will help me remember. I need it for my memories to remember where I've been.
I can't even argue it. It's pretty dumb.
I mean, it might help you when you get 70 or so. You look back on your life and like, I was there.
Ethel, come here. Look
the kids
where
won't
I was
believe
at.
You. I mean, the ticket stub thing, I do think I would want for certain things. Like, I mean, if you were at, like, when Michael Jackson came and did Neyland Stadium in the 80s, like, I think that would be a cool ticket.
Well, I'm sure if you have a kid one of these days, you'll probably keep its birth certificate, won't you? Basically the same thing. It's basically the same thing. It's remembering an event.
So I can't compare the Sister Jean with the Barstool thing, but you could compare
it's documenting
the Air Force game with the birth of your child.
If you ever
and a document that proves that birth of the child.
If you ever get married, are you going to keep the marriage certificate?
Probably. Do you have to keep those? Do you have to have those on hand ever?
Your wife's going to want to keep it.
Birth certificate, you actually got to gotta use that.
It's
stuff.
A very similar, basically the same thing. It's basically the same thing.
I don't know if you ever have to actually use the original birth certificate, like outside like the first year or two. Hmm. I think at a certain point you could just have a copy of your birth certificate.
I don't think I've ever even seen mine. Do you have yours?
I don't have mine. I would imagine my mom still does somewhere.
My mother probably has mine. What if you don't have one? President Obama didn't have one.
You were never born. Some believe he did not have one. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. We never saw it.
Yeah, who knows? Could have been forged.
Hank, you never seen yours?
I don't think so.
I believe I've seen mine.
I have no confirmation that I was born.
What if your parents just told you the wrong date was your birthday?
Just forever. Just told me it was the wrong day.
They write it wrong?
You're actually 34 years old.
Yeah, your name's
you
actually.
You didn't develop very well, so they kept you back in school for a while.
I was a bit of a slow learner. Your name's also Don.
Again, for like big concerts, it'd be cool to say you're there. Like I said, if that one jumped out to me, the Michael Jackson one at Neyland. I don't know why that jumped out to me, but I just think that would have been really cool to be at. I don't know if I need it to show that I was at the 2022 South Carolina game.
It's
2021 back at home, but still.
I don't know. At a certain point, I started keeping them when I was a kid because I was going to the games as a kid, and I thought it was cool then. And at a certain point, I keep all the other ones. I might as well keep keeping them.
I'm not accusing you of being weird because I think there are a lot of people that do this. Like I know that this is a thing people do. So this isn't me making fun of Cody. This is me making fun of all of you.
Right.
All of you nerds who do this. Yeah. This is me making fun of all of you, unless you're doing it for your kid. Like, if you're a parent and you wanted to, like, commemorate, like, here's me and Johnny's first game. Or, like, you start dating a girl. Hey, remember we went to this game together, our first date? Like, if you want to do stuff like that, I'll allow it. If you are a, you know, mid-20s, mid-30s, 40-year-old person doing it just to do it, a little weird.
Luckily, I don't go to you on what social norms should be.
You won't be collecting them in a couple of years.
My tickets?
Yeah.
I'll always collect.
This is just like whenever you quit being a Big J journalist because people made fun of you. This is when we publicly shame Cody.
I don't think that's
why. We publicly shame Cody to change his name from Cody McClure CFB just to Cody McClure.
I don't think that's
why
we
had
I
a public roasting on the show about it, and it was gone the next day.
I think it
he
was
doesn't
just,
care what we think. He
I
cares
think it was
we,
just
he
never.
He cares what we think.
My column, really why ticket stub collecting is underrated.
It was never really me.
My column. Top five ticket stubs I have. View the slideshow.
I'll power rank my ticket stubs. I don't need your permission to do it. I'll power rank them right now.
All right, go for
I've
it.
I've already given you my top two.
Hit the power ranking music, Cody. Cam, get ready. Hit the power ranking music. Hold on. Get your list ready, Cody.
No,
get your
just,
list ready.
I was just joking.
Get your list
around.
Ready. We've been needing a good power rankings. Let's go. Hit the music,
we
Cam.
We don't have it.
Go, go, power. Rankings. Rankings. Go, go, power. Rankings. I need more than power. Rankings.
All right. Welcome into Power Rankings. We are power ranking the top five moments of Cody's life that he commemorates with a ticket stub. Cody, number five.
All right, John. Number five for me, I'm going to go with Tennessee defeating Arkansas in 2007. Eric Berry had two interceptions in that game, and it was a big game for me personally. On the grand scheme of things, as a Tennessee fan, it's not a very big game. But for me personally, it was a big game, and I was in attendance. My stepbrother was rooting for the Hogs. I was rooting for Tennessee, and we won 34-14. That's number five.
Number four.
Probably going to go with the first time I saw the Rolling Stones. Columbus, Ohio, 2015. A packed horseshoe. It was a packed horseshoe. Great show.
When was that? 2015, you said?
Yeah. Number three for me.
Number three.
I'm going to go with the time that I took my mom to see Fleetwood Mac.
Did you keep your mom's ticket stub too, or just yours?
No, she kept hers.
She kept hers. Okay.
It was special because
I'm okay with that.
I don't care if you're okay with it.
I want to point out to your mother, your sweet mother.
I don't want you talking to my mother.
Listen here.
She may not be listening. She could be. I don't know.
I'm okay if you kept your ticket stub. I think it's sweet. Miss Cody's mom to do that. I'm sure that was one of the moments that you hold near and dear to your heart with you and your baby boy.
We saw Fleetwood Mac together, albeit Christine McVie wasn't touring with them at the time, and I saw him again later with Christine. And
without your mother?
Right.
Who'd you go with the next time to see him?
Probably by myself.
You didn't want to ask your mom to go with you?
No.
Oh.
Because I think I was in Knoxville.
You didn't? I mean, she probably would have driven
up.
Well,
I took her to Little Rock.
Yeah, but she probably would have driven up to Knoxville to see him with you.
She wasn't going to drive 8 hours to see Fleetwood Mac. We had already seen him once.
That was kind of going to be your thing. You guys go see Fleetwood Mac.
We had already seen him once.
And this time it was going to be the full group together.
Number two, I'm going to go with the 2016 Florida game, I suppose. That's the biggest win I've ever seen in Neyland. I've been to other big games, but we didn't win.
That's the biggest win you've seen in
Knoxville? Yeah, which is kind of sad. That's kind of sad.
Not in the grand scheme of things, but, I mean, it was a big win.
The 06 LSU game had the potential to be that, but we lost. That was when Jamarcus Russell hit. Was it early Doucette in the end zone at the end of the game?
I was there as well for that one.
Yeah. And then the very next week
I went to the opposite end zone, I believe, up in Y8, but I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, we had only lost – going into that game, we had only lost, like, that one game to Florida – like 21-20, you remember that?
Yeah.
And they went on to win the national championship. I mean, we were pretty good that year. Came up short against LSU, and then the very next week I went to Fayetteville, and that was when Darren McFadden ran for like 185 yards on us. And
I feel like
we just got blasted.
To bring Crompton in to run like short yardage stuff. Like
we did.
We did bring Crompton in. It was not working for us.
No, I think Ames got hurt too. I think he might have gotten hurt at some point there. I don't know.
That's the biggest win you've ever seen?
Huh?
Oh, 16 Florida, biggest win you've ever seen?
Live and in person, sadly, yeah.
In Knoxville, or just in general?
Just in general.
Man, that's really sad. Like, because you don't really have any other favorite teams that you really go see, huh?
No. Well, the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays when I saw them. Maybe I should put the Dodgers in. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to remove Mom. I'm going to put the Dodgers in.
Wow, your mom was number three. You're not going to remove five?
What was my number five?
Number five was the first time you saw The Rolling Stones.
No, that wasn't number five.
Yeah, it was.
No, there was.
Yes,
some,
it. No, no, it was. That's what it was.
No, there was something else.
No,
there.
You.
It went. Was the 07 Arkansas game.
That was number four.
No.
You got your stubs.
No,
all
you guys are back. You got it backwards. I'm going to remove the 07 Arkansas game. I'm going to put my first Dodgers game in there. That's what I'm going to put it at number four.
Yeah, sad list, bro. For as many games you claim to go to.
You have a Dodgers stub?
I'm sure I do.
I think I've always done mobile at baseball games.
Well, it's 2020, so that would make sense.
Do you keep the printed out piece of paper?
Yes, I told you that.
No, you said you kept the ticket stub.
I will keep the Ticketmaster piece of paper.
Oh, okay. You said Ticketmaster tickets. I didn't know what that meant.
And then my number one is the Stones in the Rose Bowl, which good luck topping that.
That's really sad. How many games do you claim to go to that your best win is 16 Florida and that you don't really have?
Well, I mean.
What's your second best win you've ever been to?
Well, you got to remember for my first
I'll allow
20
that
years
be,
of life, I was in a different state. So
I'll allow that to be number one. I'm just asking what's number two.
I mean, it would have to be since I was in college, probably. It would have to be maybe like 2015 Georgia or something.
Cam.
I mean, how many big wins have we had at home? I mean, if I had been here and, like, I just didn't pick the right games. Like, if I had come for 06 Cal or something, that would have been cool. But I wasn't here.
And it was hot. You didn't miss anything.
Oh, that would have been a cool game to be at, though.
I was so mad at my friend. We had tickets under the shade, under the overhang. And he let some guy weasel him out of us for $50. We had to go sit up in the upper deck, and the sun just beat down on us. I was so mad. But they were his tickets, so I couldn't actually, like, be that mad. He was just bringing me to the game for free, or his parents were. I just sit there and get a sunburn. Oh, man, I was heated. Cam, you've seen your team win big games before, right, or no? I mean,
yeah, if we're not counting just, like, UT.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
any
I've
of your teams.
I've been to a ton of Falcons games back, like, in the Vic days.
Any big wins, like, that stand out to you? Like, what's the best games you've ever seen your team win?
Never a Super Bowl.
I mean, it's hard to go. It's hard to pay to go to a Super Bowl.
Biggest ones. I went to. I always remember the Hawks games. They didn't really like do anything in the grand scheme of thing. But that 08 first year they made in the playoffs. I went to all three of the home games that they won.
I went to 4 and 6. Those are high on my list, too, games 4 and 6. Those were fun.
Yeah, I used to go to Hawks playoff games every year they'd make it, and usually, you know, first round they'd win.
Went to game 7, they beat Miami, I believe.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly which ones, but I went to a couple.
No Falcons wins that were big in the scheme of things?
Not giant. I didn't really get to go to a ton of. Oh, I went to one where we beat the Panthers. The clinch playoffs was a big one for me that I really enjoyed. Okay. But yeah, I mean, that Florida one's up there for me too, I guess. I guess it'd probably be top five for sure, just because it meant so much at the time. Front row, so that was pretty cool.
Not all of us can afford to go on a playoff tour every time our team makes the playoffs. go to three cities in three weeks.
We just go to cross-country L.A. tours and spend $100 on tacos, yeah. Oh, you poor thing.
Well, tacos and tequila.
Poor thing.
There's a lot of tequila involved, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of tacos involved, too.
About 15 of them.
A lot of tacos involved, too.
Yeah, we took some with us. No, we didn't.
Maybe I'm taking it for granted. I've seen a lot of big wins for my squads.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in a lot of them.
I saw Vic break his leg. That wasn't really a big win, but it was a
preseason
big
game.
Yeah,
that stinks.
Did you see the Music City Miracle?
I did not. I was too
would
young.
That be at the top of your list if you were going to put one to have seen?
No, 98 Florida.
Or the 98 Florida
or the national championship game being there would have been cool.
I think
like not as an 8-year-old. Like I would like to do that as an adult.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, do it as an adult.
I think 98 Arkansas. I'd have to.
That would be
pick
cool too
one.
As an adult. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that the Music City Miracle would have been cool. I mean, don't get me wrong. As an adult, that would have been awesome. But that would have been such a miserable game because you were losing to Buffalo as a home favorite that went 13-3 the entire year, and you couldn't do anything. And that would have been really frustrating. Now the end would have paid off, but that would have been really frustrating.
But that's part of the emotions of the...
Yeah, sure. The ending would have been really cool, but I would have been really miserable for 59 of those minutes.
You would have been, yeah. But yeah, the payoff would have came.
Yeah. But 98 Florida, if I could... 98 Florida or the national championship, I would like to have gone back and been my age for those, I think.
Holly writes in that she keeps her ticket stubs and puts them in her scrapbook.
Holly?
She just likes having the memories, as do I, Holly. As do I.
I have no problem with it. I just I'm sure she
would. No, you do have a problem with it.
No, I'm sure
you do. You have a big problem.
I would like to know if Holly started this originally when she was, like, in high school or junior high and went on her first couple dates to the movies with a guy, and she probably kept the stubs for that. I feel like that's when it starts.
Well, she did say she also has her sister's state basketball tickets.
That's sweet.
From her game.
That's sweet.
Oh, it's sweet now, huh?
No, I said the whole – well, I didn't say anything about brother and sister, but I did say, like, for the parents who do it for their kids or for family reasons, you and your mom, I said that's sweet.
What if I had the playoff tickets from my high school football playoffs?
If you had them, that would be weird because you didn't pay to go to the game.
It sounds like you have
them. Yeah.
I don't have them.
Cody has the film. He watches every now and then.
He steals his huddle.
He pulls out the tape and puts on his jersey, gets down and starts clearing out space.
Yeah. I keep, like, weird, like, I'll keep, like, pamphlets from place. Like, if I go to, like, a national park.
A good buffet? You want to remember?
No.
You want to remember what they had?
I do have a
couple. You want to remember what they had on the menu?
I do have a couple menus laying around, mainly Chinese. But, no, I'll keep, like the Grand Canyon. I think I've still got my ticket stub for the Grand Canyon.
You have to pay to go to the Grand Canyon?
You got to pay a little fee, I think, to park.
You pay a troll toll?
It's like $5 or something.
Okay.
But I think I'll keep, like, pamphlets from things.
Pictures? You don't believe in pictures?
That's what
I I'll take pictures, like, when I go to places. Like, instead of ticket stubs, I'll usually take a picture, like, inside the stadium. Like, when I was in New England, when I was in Baltimore and Kansas City, like, I just took pictures of me there.
And even if you don't print them out, it, like, saves the date and time.
Yeah, and I stuff. Tweet them out.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like having something in hand, some kind of paper. It's weird. I know it's weird.
I'm picturing that, like, meme of the guy holding the picture frame and Cody just holding his ticket stubs in bed longingly staring at it.
Dear Diary, tonight, Keith was so awesome.
I'll keep things like if somebody dies, dies.
You keep those?
I'll keep the funeral thing.
Is that in your box?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Anything paper. I keep like...
For like a close family member?
It was a close friend.
Okay.
I'll keep like anything paper. If I go somewhere and somebody gives me paper for some reason, I'll probably keep it. I don't know why.
Cody just has another box full of just receipts.
I think I've got like...
He's kept every receipt he's ever had.
Thank you, Cam. I'll keep this as a... Are you at least going to write from Cam on it?
Yeah, it has to have some type of sentimental value.
The memories.
What are you doing with this wide-ruled paper? Who has wide-ruled?
Just the notebook I have.
Who uses wide-ruled?
See, now you have a memory. You're judging it.
Who uses wide-ruled? It's 2020.
Cam's over here as a 12-year-old practicing his penmanship.
I got to stay between the lines.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I know it's weird. I think I still have like my library card.
I mean,
from back in the day.
Yeah, to read.
I mean, yeah, there's no problem with having your library card. And like I said, if there's sentimental value to it, that's fine. Like if it is a first date, or if it is like something with your parents or something. But like again, if you just went with your friends, I don't see the benefit of keeping it. Like I don't keep those.
There's really not one. You know, it's just.
Maybe when I get old, I'll be the loser here, thinking, man, I wish I had those ticket stubs.
You'll just be sitting around with nothing to look at.
I got pictures.
Really wish I had some ticket
stubs. Like I said, I try to take pictures. But they're all digitalized. I need to get them moved over to, like, hard copies.
Just alone and forgotten.
Kind of depressing me
now. No pamphlets to read.
No pamphlets.
No Chinese menus to look at from restaurants that had closed down 42 years ago.
Long for the days of the sweet and sour chicken.
Sizzling happy family.
Well, do you think Tennessee will do anything for these people? Because I know I've kind of buried them here, but I mean, there are people who do this that really appreciate and like having these pamphlets and who do keep these. And we're not that far away from like Tennessee doing like, didn't they do like a Jack Daniels kind of knockoff tickets?
They did, yeah.
And like trying to make them
during
look,
the Butch era.
Tried to make those look really cool. And I do remember when I was younger, I did like getting the tickets and having the different players on them.
I kind of like how the tickets for games can be personalized.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And like I said, I do understand, you know, if I do understand that people do enjoy it.
Didn't we put Nick Chubb on the ticket the year after we hurt him?
I don't think we did that.
No, Georgia.
They put the guy who hurt Shy Tuttle.
They put the lineman who hurt Shy Tuttle.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that. We're classy.
I wouldn't say we're classy. Sean writes in that he has several George Jones concert ticket stubs, Oakland A's stubs, along with some autographs from his childhood, Super Bowl ticket from 2 years ago.
Super Bowl ticket would be cool.
Yeah, that would be one.
If I had a Super Bowl ticket, I might keep the Super Bowl ticket, especially if we won. I would like to, like, I would eventually, like, you know, frame something and put the ticket in there. I'd imagine, like, buy a jersey or, you know, buy something there for the Super Bowl.
I wish I had seen George Jones before he died. I had a chance to see him, but he was like, he's like 80 by then.
I believe my dad said he was went to see him, like, in Clarksville back in, like, the 80s or 70s. And then he no showed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They call him No-Show Jones.
That's what I'm saying. My dad said he did that.
They call me No-Show Jones.
Got too drunk and did not show up.
Yeah.
That's what my dad said.
He had a whole song about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was his persona.
Yeah. You had to take that risk if you're going to a George show.
My dad said that actually happens.
Yeah.
Where he tried to go. I believe he said it was Clarksville or Crossville or somewhere.
He's got a good, like, whole live show on YouTube, and I think it's from Knoxville. I think he was doing it at the Civic Auditorium. But it's like, if you just type in George Jones live, I'm pretty sure that's the one that comes up first.
Really?
Yeah.
Super Bowl, I'm okay with it. Like I said, if Tennessee ever goes to another national championship, I would probably keep that ticket. You know, I have the newspaper. I mean, I didn't keep it, but my mom kept it. I have, like, the newspaper. That's one of the few things I have, like, framed, like, for keepsakes.
The Sentinel?
Yeah, like the we're number one, you know, with the.
What are we going to keep when that industry finally dies?
I'm going to keep that newspaper.
Just screenshot the USA Today article.
Yeah.
Tennessee, yeah. National champs. Just bookmark it.
Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. We got this or that coming up. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Volunteer State.